Adventure begins. An exciting spectacle brought to you by NOW and Technicolor Podcast.
Welcome to the heat. Swim another free. In a Technicolor beam, you and me. Caught up in a dream. In a Technicolor beam to the heat.
Hey everybody, and this is Jay Lost a Day, or John, you know, mostly, I guess most people know me as John at this point, really, but Jay.
J-Man.
And Bradley Jay.
There we go.
Three Jays.
Yeah, the three Jays, I like it. We have, as you heard, that glorious voice there at the end, Bradley Jay from Who Spiked the Puns is here, actually with us, to record this very special episode.
Yeah, thanks mini-sode. For having me, man.
Yeah, mini-sode. It was awesome. He is here with us for a monumentous occasion for us, anyway, for doing the very first actual new movie to come out.
Might I say, when you compare us to the Three Musketeers, we're a hell of a lot more handsome. And
we are
way better hair.
Fucking A. We got way better hair.
We are all a very studly bunch of men. It's very nice.
It's just uncomparable.
Can I be Kiefer Sutherland, please?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Absolutely. I'm probably the least blonde as well, so that makes no sense.
I am the most
blonde. It's the best mix. I think it's great.
I should be Oliver Platt, really.
Sorry. It's all right, but this is great. This is great. But so, of course, like we said, we are doing a new movie, and we are doing the 2017 Stephen King's It. And we feel at the very beginning of this, because of the fact that we are a discussion podcast, that we should point out to you that we will be discussing the film as a whole and not necessarily leave anything out. So if you do not want to actually hear any of the spoilers or anything that might actually go on in the film before having seen it, turn this off and then just come back to it after you've actually seen the film and just kind of hear what we had to say about it. But all right, so I guess we're going to move along from there. But all right, so what's everybody's general consensus on this film, I guess? And how did you feel about it?
Man, we're fresh out the theater. Literally fresh out of the theater.
Literally fresh out the theater.
And all I can say is, it's okay.
Yeah. I'm with Josh. I'm indifferent. Yeah.
I mean, right? J-Man actually kept looking at me during the film, especially like an hour in. It's just like, what's with all the grunting, man?
I was worried about your physical health. You were literally grunting. Like you sounded like you were in discomfort.
I was. I at points of this film, I literally was in discomfort. Yeah. Like, woo. what about you, Bradley? I mean, other than that, just the mediocreness of it.
Yeah, well, man. I'm a fan of It, the original It.
Yeah.
But watching it again, I think. In short, I think what bothered me the most is how they had to telegraph the fact that it's in the late 80s. Like, back then, it was just the late 80s, and now it's a period piece. So yeah. Now they have to chuck in all the musical references and
all and the new
that,
kids in the
that
block.
Really freaked me
all
out.
That,
yeah,
like
all the there was movie references. There was like Lethal Weapon 2 references on the fucking marquees of the theater.
Yeah,
and of course, the pop music playing that took me out of it, because back then they were just trying to.
It just was, man.
It just was.
And at this point, like, it doesn't feel like it was. It literally feels like they were shoving it down your throat.
Yeah, now it's a massive period piece.
It literally feels like they're trying to turn the 80s into, like, the noir section of things, where it now is just a totally period type deal, like Bradley's saying. And honestly, I didn't need you to keep reminding me. I mean, I knew it was the 80s.
Yeah, it was fine back then.
Yeah.
It's a great decade, man.
It's a solid ass decade.
I couldn't believe how much shit was added in. Like, that was like not necessarily, I guess, added in, but I haven't read the books, so I don't know shit about that.
At the same time, I did actually look at you and say, you know what the worst thing I could have possibly done before coming into this movie was? Refresh myself on the actual book story of It and man, that was a bad idea. Because if I didn't want to nitpick the shit out of this, then I shouldn't have done that. Yeah. Because I nitpicked the shit out of a lot of this. Now, all right, I do want to point out that we are kind of tearing this down at the moment, but Bill Skarsgård,
yeah,
isn't it? All right, him as Pennywise is fantastic. Like, literally, great. He does a fantastic job as Pennywise. Like, that is literally the best part of the movie.
Yeah,
that fucking smile.
Yeah, the smile is great.
Giant long, like, front teeth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The effects with him were fantastic. Like, literally.
It's kind of the same with the first. Tim Curry was the best part of the first one.
But, and I'll admit, in the first one with Tim Curry, he brings a lot more of an element of humor to Pennywise as the actual character, whereas Skarsgård actually does bring a little bit more of a darker feel to the character and a little bit truer feel to the actual character in the novel. But a lot of the stuff, they took a lot of liberties with this movie and the story and the characters.
I think there was a couple people that died that didn't, you know, in the...
Yeah, there were people that died that didn't die in the movie or in the book, especially the times that they died.
The white hair of the kid.
Yes.
That was a big one. And then what was the other big one?
All right. Mike. Look. All right. I'm just going to get out of the way. My ass is mad. I am angry. If you can't hear how mad face. I am, stank face, man. I'm doing a goddamn stanky leg. Look at me, stanky leg. But for
no
real,
rhythm.
Though, no rhythm. White as hell. Not that white. But.
It's like mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. But seriously, it made me so mad what they did to Mike. They turned Ben's character into Mike's character. They mixed Ben and Mike's character together and then turned Mike into like this. They took one piece of what his actual character was. Two, he was black and he was a farmer. But they made him a sheep farmer instead of what he actually was. And then they didn't make him the they didn't make him the actual, brain fart on the damn name of the word now.
Architect?
No, the architect was what?
Yeah, Ben should have been the architect. He was supposed to be an architect. That's his whole shtick. Whereas Mike is supposed to be
I just called him the scholar.
He's the smart kid. He really is, but he's the scholar. And Bill Devereaux is supposed to be a storyteller. Richie, they did technically right. He is actually a smart ass joke teller, which, he had a couple of decent lines in there.
Especially to like the general public. Like we were saying, they were busting out laughing at mostly everything he said.
And the three of us are just like, yeah, it's not funny. I mean,
this cinema was on fire.
Yeah. The cinema loved it. Like every time they made one of those jokes, they were just ha 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 ha.
He is the Stranger Things kid too. So.
That is true. Yeah. He's the Stranger Kids.
That'll do it.
Things. Yeah. But
and his name's like Wolfhard, isn't it? Something like that.
I think so.
That's a pretty good name.
That's a pretty solid name. I know a kid that was actually named Blade. His real name's Blade.
Bret Hart's son is named Blade.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
I forgot about that.
Bret Hart.
Damn right.
Simpsons episode. Mr. Burns. Smells like old man in here.
I was about to say, can we get rid of this old man smell in here?
Oh, good stuff.
The one, I don't know. I like the line. He kept talking about his dick throughout the movie. But there was only one line that he said it that actually made me laugh or like even chuckle. And it wasn't even like an outward chuckle. It was an inward chuckle, which was the one where he's like, oh, man, I got the short straw. But literally, if this had been a dick contest, I'd have won, you know, basically.
And I liked the one
the
where
the reason
he was...
it made me chuckle, though, is because it reminded me of you.
Well,
makes
sense.
Literally, all I thought the moment I heard that line was, holy shit, that is something I would hear your ass say, especially like 12 years ago.
I like the one where he was like, is it only virgins that see this shit?
Yeah.
I like that one.
That was pretty.
They were
pretty
all seeing good. All this crazy shit and he hadn't seen anything yet.
Which is bullshit.
Obviously, he's a virgin, you know? I mean, come on. The kid's like, how old are they? 10, 11?
They're all supposed to be 12 to 13
yeah.
years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so
like he's 6th grade.
Yeah, he's yeah. probably
they're
a virgin.
All legit supposed to be that. So, yeah, 6th grade. 6th grade. And that kind of got on my nerves. I didn't like how when they started out the film, they were all buddies. They were all already buddies. And
except
that we
for
all,
the fat kid.
Yeah.
Except for the fat kid, which, honestly, they're all supposed to meet up like they did in the original 1990 film, like, roughly about the same point at the Barrens, when the, after Henry chases Ben into the Barrens and he meets Bill and Eddie. That's legit. That's actually in the book. But they didn't do that like that.
I need to listen to this book.
Yeah, it's fan fucking tastic. It really is. Yeah. Like it's I'm not joking. It legitimately is one of my like top like five Stephen King stories ever. Like that and The Stand and like the actual Green Mile book. Like those are I love those. Like they are fantastic.
What do you think about the girl that actually the girl that played Beverly in this movie?
You know what? I like the girl that played Beverly in this movie. I thought for one compared to the one in the original film, I feel like they nailed her.
It was like as
at least except for that one scene.
Which one?
The one where she actually cuts her hair. That's the only scene I went, okay, why are we doing this?
She was being born again, bro.
I understand, but like I was like, why did we need to do that?
Relieving herself of the grip of a father.
It is. Yeah. It was a visual like sentiment for the film, but yeah, it was one of those things that didn't.
Cool. She's gonna do
I guess,
well.
Like
I think.
I said, it hurt me reading the novel or listening to this before that, and I mean honestly, her dad was relatively skeevy, which was good.
She had a lot of skeeves around her, though.
Yeah, she had a lot of the doctor though. The guy at the pharmacy, that pissed me off, dude.
He was trying to get some
I was like, why the fuck
that
are
that should have
making...
been a Stephen King cameo, because it looked like
yeah.
that. That would have been cool.
If anything, he should have been right there. Like, why wasn't Stephen King anywhere?
He was probably like, I ain't
that's another thing. Where was Stephen King in this novel? Or
I love
this movie?
Stephen King cameos. His cameo in Sons of Anarchy was amazing.
Yeah,
you
know,
I love or hate
that
show. I actually didn't like it that much, but his cameo...
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny.
I wasn't a huge fan of it. I watched a number of them. But
I watched
like,
the first couple of seasons. I couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
It was hard to get into, but I mean, because Charlie Hunnam, he's a little bit hard to like anyway, I guess, a little bit. He's a little bit like, he's kind of like...
He can't talk?
Yeah, he can't talk. He's a little bit like a piece of wood.
Yeah, he talks like he's got a mouth full of shit.
Yeah.
Sorry, Charlie. I'm sure he's listening to this.
Yeah, I'm sure he's just making sure to go through everything his name's ever mentioned in. He's like,
I would definitely tagging him. Yeah,
yeah, definitely have to tag him.
That's how you bring in the listens.
Yeah,
the hashtag.
I'm
hashtag
telling
Charlie.
You. And they just they changed a lot about the story. And the fact that literally the beginning of the movie, they might as well just rip that shit right out of the fucking 19, except for the part where he bangs his fucking head.
Oh
they
yeah. Which happened twice because our cinema fucked up.
Yeah. All right. That was a great story. I was thinking that when that happened, I was like, this is going to be funny to talk about. So we're in the cinema. It gets to the point where they're supposed to start airing the film.
After 14 repeats of six different commercials.
Literally.
Like they played the same six commercials 14 fucking times.
And then they start the movie, literally with no previews, anything.
None.
There were no
lights
previews.
Still on.
Lights still relatively on like they would be for the previews.
I was waiting for my Coco preview.
Right?
Motherfuckers.
We get to the part where he literally is just about to meet Pennywise. They cut the fucking film off.
Screen shrinks.
Shrinks. Goes back
shrivels
to regular.
Up.
And wherever the whole film, the whole theater's just like, what the fuck? So it turns out they fucked up and were supposed to be showing us previews, but had just started showing us the film and then decided they were just going to restart it back when he was at the fucking basement.
I was just like, Bradley, welcome to Tennessee.
Yeah.
We fuck up everything. It just doesn't make sense around here, man.
We have, since he's been here, made a lot of comments about like, yeah, we're some backwoods assholes around here.
We have the Grand Wizard... The first Grand Wizards of the KKK statue in our capital.
We do.
What do you mean? What's wrong? It's Tennessee, dude.
It's Tennessee. The Bible fucking belt. We're the goddamn yeah, buckle, man. Boys.
We're the buckle.
We're the buckle. Oh, fuck us. Fuck us royally.
But yeah, man, they cut that film. Everybody was like, refund. Where's the refunds? But they tightened it back up. The people that came in last, they were like,
what happened?
Yeah. And they didn't even rewind it all the way.
No, they
went to some random ass point, like 2 minutes.
Yeah, they went back about.
They literally
90
went
seconds.
Back about. Yeah. Like you said, 90 seconds.
They were like, we're not going all the way back. We're going to go almost all the way back. So to piss off the people that are here, they're not going to start at the beginning.
Well,
they're
admittedly, they had only missed about, what, less than 2 minutes of the damn thing
still,
anyway?
Like, we had to rewatch. Not even all of it, and then those people didn't even get to see all
that
of
is
it.
True.
So it's fucking
that's
stupid.
True.
Like, what were
they
doing?
Were fucking idiots. I don't. Yeah. I don't get it.
It was the very first showing.
It was the very first showing. So
man, local Murfreesboro projectionist, you suck.
It's
well,
probably like
come
a 14
on now.
Year old
we got a fucking we got the concession. We just got drinks, and we're all like. What the fuck? I'm going to spend $20 on two goddamn drinks. Are you kidding me?
Oh, and dude, I got a medium soda. It was $6.35.
Yeah. Oh. And then seriously, all right.
Although we got to put the dome on, so we got a little bit extra because I put the frozen
the
shit.
Yeah. and I'm standing there, and I'm like, all right, so we'll take Cokes. And she's like, you fill it yourself. And I'm like, God damn, I'm old, apparently. I thought you did this. I thought that was your job.
I don't know if they charge for. Do they charge
she
for refills?
She was, admittedly, she was super snarky. Well, they only have regulars and larges now, apparently.
They
so.
Used to charge for refills, though. So
I don't think they charge for refills. Because
the machine's just right there.
Yeah,
so
I mean, how
are
they
going to
charge you for it? What are they going
to
do? Walk over and be like, hey, man, can we get you to give us another dollar for this?
They used to. They used to be like, all right, hey, a dollar for a refill.
Well, you had
and
to.
And they draw a fucking dot on the bottom of it, and you couldn't get another
what?
One.
Yeah, it's true.
You couldn't
it's
get
true.
Another one. You had to buy a whole other drink.
But at least, but the thing is, they had to do it. They had to physically handle the fucking cup and put the drink in it. They got to do shit. They literally stand in that motherfucker. Stand there.
They got nachos now, though, and then they got chicken strips and stuff.
Yeah, they got other shit.
$3 pizza.
But you know what they don't have? Motherfucking drinking.
They don't have that would be nice. Yeah.
That would be nice. But, they say there was one somewhere in this state, but we have yet to see it, and I think it's a figment.
Ain't no Alamo Draft House.
Ain't no Alamo Draft House.
What about, okay, you know, we've said a lot of bad things. What did you like? I know we talked about Bill Skarsgård being awesome. What else did you like? Is there anything else that,
Well, I mean, like I said, like all the stuff attached to him was really good. I mean, like the scene in the bathroom with her and the blood and everything.
I like the extra blood in the movie, the extra gore.
Yeah, I like. Okay, I admittedly like the fact that at the end they legitimately did the blood oath.
Yeah,
they didn't just skimp out and just promise everybody each other. They did the full blood oath. So there is
actually
that.
Actually sliced everybody.
Little kid getting his arm ripped off.
I did actually think the thing with the kids all floating was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't understand why the deadlights were in his throat, though.
Mm.
Yeah.
I did kind of go, why the fuck are the deadlights in his throat? It's just, I mean, in everything I've read, it's literally, at no point is it in his throat, but okay. You know, but I thought that was actually kind of cool to see, like her everybody floating for that. So that was a generally pretty.
It
good
looked
effect.
Really cool visually. Yeah. The floating island thing of kids that was fucking creepy.
Of like the shredded up bodies of those kids.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, when he came out all huge in the garage, that was pretty cool too.
Yeah, that was awesome.
When he came out like they're doing the maps and stuff. That was cool. I think all the kids did pretty good job.
I think they did. I think the kids did a solid acting job for what they were given in their roles.
I think they
did a solid job.
They set a pretty good bar, I think, for like who the fuck's going to play them. I know we talked about this briefly on the way back. Like, who's going to play them in the part two?
Yeah. Well, here's my thing. I'm like, what are they? My issue is, I'm like, what are they going to do with part two? Because are they gonna make Beverly like she is in the novel? Or are they gonna make these kids like they're supposed to be? Because Ben's supposed to grow up and be a fucking, like, award-winning architect. Mm. At no point in this motherfucker did it seem like... So is Ben gonna be the one in part two that stays in town and becomes the scholar? And is Mike gonna leave fucking town and become some badass dude? Because every one of the kids that leaves town becomes like rich and fucking famous, or at least well to do, you know?
Yeah.
Like Stan and everything. And but you know, there's that, and I don't know. I really don't know. I feel a little left out that we didn't get a little bit of them as adults throughout this film at some point. And I feel like we didn't get enough actual character development between all of the characters. I really don't feel like we got enough actual, like, backstory or actual interest into these characters. We were just supposed to care about them right off. Just because, I guess, because it's it and everybody knows it. So we were automatically supposed to be like, oh, the characters. And so I feel like they skimped us on a little bit of the character development with like Richie and Eddie and everything. I like the fact they actually did. Okay. I like the fact that Eddie's mom was a fucking gross ass looking fat woman.
Yeah, terribly out of shape. Let's talk about her pink jumpsuit before we go anywhere.
That was fantastic. That was okay. Okay, yeah, that was a highlight. That was a highlight.
That was a big highlight for me.
And that busted ass, tiny ass looking Studebaker.
Yeah, but I mean, nothing compares to the jumpsuit. Let's talk. I mean, it had like that fucking like, you know, like that print that's on the bandanas and shit. You know, the gangsters
with print.
Yeah, it's all over that motherfucker. She was wearing it, dude. She felt tough in it.
She felt like a big person. She was talking down to those kids. She was big.
Sped off. Broke laws.
She did.
That jumpsuit was a sign of power. It was empowering.
Okay. I fucking hated the end with Eddie and his mom. Mm. I dislike that a lot. Just the, I hate you, mom. What is this? Oh. I'll tell you something.
Gazebos.
Yeah, the gazebos. That actually did make me chuckle. That legit did. I actually chuckled at gazebos. But the little bitch that sat inside the counter of the pharmacy, who is this? Where did she come from? And why did we make her?
You wouldn't last one round in a fight with her.
Probably not. Probably get my ass kicked. But legit, she was unneeded. We didn't need to make the fucking pharmacist a pedophile, and we didn't need to add this bitch so that way she could deliver the pharmacist lines.
But she was there to bully the other, Beth, was it Bethany?
Yeah.
At the beginning.
Beverly?
Yeah. Beverly. See, I always fuck up everybody's names. My head's like a fucking giant hole, though, so everything goes in and out. But, she was there to pick on her at the beginning, and she was her foible.
I still don't get that either, but it's...
She poured shit on her.
Once again.
Who was collecting that shit?
All right. That was liberties taken with this film. They just took the fucking trash can.
That was feces, bro. Wasn't it?
It was literally the trash can. It was just trash.
It was the trash can.
All right. Those brown. Look, man. The brown paper towels. Those are actually, you know, they were all wet and stuff and thrown in there. They look like feces being dumped on top of her, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I thought there was some fecal matter.
Have you ever had to clean a female high school's bathroom?
I thought I was a good authority on fecal matter, but I guess I was off.
Man, when you have to clean a high school girl's, like, the bathroom, come talk to me about nasty. Come talk to me about nasty. It's some nasty ass shit. You think the dudes are nasty? Holy fuck. I'm not going to get into it really, but man, period pads are not supposed to go on the wall.
Yeah, they are. Oh, no, they're not. Sorry.
No. No.
I fucked that up. I take that back. Not on the wall.
Totally on the wall.
Hey, man, what you do in your hemisphere is
the floor.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, things work with some places that don't work in other places. Yeah. I mean.
Dead dingo dongers.
And yeah. And here it's all about donkey dicks.
But seriously though, I mean, does anybody have any like final things like they enjoyed or didn't like about the actual film? Like, just wrap this up.
I was wondering, I have seen the original in the last couple of years, but I didn't realize, was it really that much like Stand By Me? Like, they really made it with the four boys, or however many boys, it was the fat kid.
Yeah.
the main dude was like fucking Gordy.
You mean like how they changed the whole ending?
Yeah.
Of that?
They're the fucking dude that looked exactly like River Phoenix.
Yeah.
He was on the other side of the team, but still, he actually looked like River Phoenix. The bad dude with the mullet and the fucking earring.
Yeah, no,
they had some decent mullets.
They had some terribly decent mullets.
They were just decent.
So many pointless fucking crossovers to his other works like Stand By Me.
Speaking of that, I've got two specific things with him that bothered the shit out of me.
Go on.
Him killing his father right there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I was talking earlier about the deaths and stuff. That was one death that like I was just mm-hmm. like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Like, when he did that, I was like, what's happening? I was like, is this in the book? And you told me it wasn't. You know, I haven't read the... He fucking knifed him, dude. That was cold-blooded.
And then they kill him. They literally kill him.
Mm-hmm.
In the fucking beginning of the fucking... Out of a two-part movie, they killed him at the beginning. Are you fucking kidding me? Who's goddamn... What were they smoking that day?
Like, rotisserie chicken.
Rotisserie chicken. That's it. They were like, man, let me get this spoon. I'm gonna melt me down some rotisserie. I'm gonna get this hypodermic and I'm gonna take me a few dabs. You know what I'm saying? Chase that dragon.
You'll never catch it.
You'll never catch it. You can't catch it.
And that dude was like fucking Corey Feldman. Fucking glasses, quippy.
Yeah.
Smart ass. The whole time.
Yeah.
They had every fucking archetype from Stand By Me, but they just switched him around.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Ricky's supposed to be like slightly annoying with like constantly telling jokes, but they way overdid it. Because at least, you know, at lots of points, you know, he's very serious.
He's obsessed with his penis.
Yeah.
I also do know that everything I said, like, I know that Stephen King does the same, like, archetypes ever. Like, they're always, like, you know, coming of age, kids in, you know, a small town. But this one looked really, really, really massively like Stand By Me. Like,
There's a lot of that's a good comparison. Yeah, that's actually pretty good. We'll do it with that. But
is Stand By Me his most successful movie?
Shawshank Redemption is the best.
Yeah, Shawshank Redemption, Green Mile.
Yeah, those are like the biggest ones. Yeah,
then probably Stand By Me.
Yeah,
definitely.
And maybe Running Man.
Definitely. Running Man.
But yeah, I don't know. It just seems so archetypal. But I've been to Bangor, Maine. I've seen Stephen King's house. I know how fucking weird that town is.
Yeah.
It's really weird. I can see how he would get inspired to write fucked up shit living in that town.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But, I don't know. I don't know. I think we've pretty much drained it on this. I mean, that final scene is just very, the very final scene is so lackluster.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. So why do we, the fact that there's no slingshot in this film at any point, no silver at any point. What the fuck? I was like, that is a very key element. That's a fucking plot point.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the biggest
in the
problems.
Entire novel. That's a fucking plot point, and it's nowhere in this film.
Yep.
Nowhere.
I don't know. I feel like they used, you know, Bill Skarsgård or whatever to really push this movie, and like,
I feel like
his creepiness. I don't know. Is what they were working with the most? Is what they were going to try to highlight? I don't, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but if you're somebody that actually knows what the fuck's going on, you're going to be like, what the fuck? Why do they do this?
I feel like a lot of the people in the actual theater that watched it with us have never picked up a book.
I heard one dude say something about, like, that's not like the original, but for the most part, you know, people were all oohs and ahs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think he was talking about the original movie.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. A movie, and definitely a movie.
I feel like most of them's point of reference may have just been the 1990 like It movie with Tim Curry.
Yeah, that's all I have. So,
I mean, and I'm not saying that's like a bad thing necessarily.
I mean, it kind of is.
But even then, if you take the story told in that movie and compare it to the one told in this film, it's still vastly different. And the one that's actually in 1990 literally is closer to the actual novel. than this one is.
I mean, come on, man. If you're going to watch two movies about a fucking book and not read the book,
or no,
what kind of jerk ass are you? Come on.
Yeah, I didn't read it.
Yeah, I didn't either. And look at me. I'm a jerk ass. I'm sitting here wearing the cap. I'll be number one. I'm like, I haven't read the book. I don't know jack shit.
I would be an ass because, I mean, like, I have lots of family members that don't like to read, and I just don't have the fucking time.
I have three kids, so I don't have fucking time.
I read nonfiction.
My reading has instead turned to listening to people read it to me because I don't have the time to sit down and actually read the book. And I kind of don't like that, but at the same time, it's convenient.
I'm too busy trying to figure out if our Earth is hollow or flat, or if the aliens are coming here,
or we're supposed to meet them.
Yeah, I can't tell fucking asses from elbows when I'm looking this shit up.
No fucking clue. I don't know if the fucking moon's there or if it's actually being projected into the sky.
I'm just hoping Elon Musk sends me a pamphlet. And sends me to Mars and gets everything taken care of.
That would be smooth. We're all going to Mars. Three handsome men going to Mars.
Sweet. The three handsome musketeers.
That's right.
Not the overpaid, overdid, you know, fakes that, you know.
Not
whatever.
That shitty ass musketeer movie.
Hey, man. This It movie, though, what would you give it as a rating? You think you got a rating for
it?
Yeah,
I got a rating for it. Now, we do this basically out of enjoyment.
It's a five
rating
scale.
Is basically out of five.
Okay, yeah.
But they're all booze related.
They're all
fives.
Booze named.
Like numbers, yeah.
Numbers. So if you're not familiar with this, our actual scale is...
Yeah, I know your scale, yeah.
Is a case of 40s is a five. a case is a four. A six pack is a three. A 40 is a two. Going to sleep is a one. And coma... is just absolutely fucking hated it. I mean, literally just, I died watching this. So, going with a six pack.
That's a three, right?
Six, that's a three.
I'm going three. Yeah, for sure. I enjoyed parts of it, but parts of it kind of like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I like the original more, maybe. I don't know. I think I do, yeah. I think I like the original more.
I do. I actually enjoy it. More as far as for the story, but I really do think Skarsgård was actually really good as Pennywise.
Can you say he's better than Tim Curry though?
No,
exactly.
No,
you
I can't.
So the best part of the movie you can't say is better than.
I can't say that the best part of the movie is better than that because like literally that's the better one because Tim Curry just fucking owns it.
But
Skarsgård did a fantastic job, and that's like literally the highlight throughout the entire film.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that Mike was only shown like at the beginning, and then literally it took an hour and a half to get to fucking Mike.
You sounded like a warthog.
I'm so mad about it.
I was like, I thought you were having like heart failure.
I am. I can't feel my left arm. Someone take me to the hospital.
Only if you change your life insurance policy.
I have to buy one first.
Me? Yeah, I'm gonna give it a four loco.
Uh-oh.
40?
Uh-oh. It's kind of a...
He's giving it one of them king.
It's up there with a 40, but...
So that's like a two and two?
I'll give it in between a 40 and a sixer.
He literally...
Two and a half. Four loco before they changed the formula when they had the good shit in it?
Yeah, the good shit. Okay. All right. Well, all right.
So like a two and a half.
Two and a half.
Yeah, I enjoyed it to watch.
Yeah.
You know, I can't say it gave me the fucking chills, but
no,
I enjoyed what I saw. I liked Pennywise, and I liked watching the kids interact. I didn't like the fucking quippy modern one-liners and, yeah, all the telegraphing of the fact that this is a fucking late 80s thing. That took me way out of it.
This guy's fucking leaking hamburger.
That took me way out of it, having Lethal Weapon 2, like, things on the billboards and fucking New Kids on the Block.
So much New Kids on the Block. Five jokes.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like, two or three songs.
We get it. It's what year it is.
But what about New Edition? Bobby Brown can sing.
Exactly. Roxette? No Roxette?
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
God.
Four Jack loco, baby. Just one.
All right.
Yeah.
So we got... threes and a 2.5. So
2.75.
2.75. We're going to average this like bitch that. Out. 2.75 is the total eight. On this motherfucker. We're going to give a Four Loko and a shot.
Man, I thought I was going to come in at like a 4 on this. I thought this was going to be better than it was.
Yeah,
me too. I swear to God, literally.
I saw some large ratings.
I've been so excited for like the last month or so. And then literally 5 minutes into the fucking movie, I was like, I'm instantly disappointed.
The legendary, infamous epic film guys had released a photo with a quite interesting quote on it. And
that really brought my hopes up.
Comparing this to Robert Englund's iconic role
as Freddy Krueger.
As Freddy Krueger, which, you know, is something you can't, you know, that's horror history.
Yeah, I mean, you know, literally, that's legend.
Yeah,
legend.
There's like that. And then there's, you know, Kane Hodder's Jason and, you know, stuff in like, you know, fucking Bruce Campbell.
But,
and, you know, that's, you know, stuff that's horror legends. Tim Curry is fucking it.
Right?
Yeah,
yes. I mean, I can't say that he quite lived up to that statement. He's good. He's good.
I don't know.
I don't think he lived up to Robert Englund to me.
If I was casting a movie and I could have either one, I would do Tim Curry instead. So
yeah.
So like that's all I could say, you know.
In a heartbeat.
I wouldn't pick anybody over.
Have you
Robert
ever seen
Englund
Legend?
Already.
No, you hadn't seen Legend.
You know what Clue
He's
is?
He's the fucking devil.
Tim Curry's in Clue. He's in Clue, and
he is
and the Colonel.
Clue.
That's from Roseanne in that movie, literally is the epitome of throwing dad dick. Like, that guy
the
is...
The veiniest of dad dick.
Yeah, just the...
Like, he wears, like, those 1970s, like, gym shorts, but they're extra tight, so
fucking,
that way you literally just get the definition of, like, his nutsack.
You can see every fucking flop, every fucking fold, all of it.
It's terrible. You can see the creases of the fucking
It's either
hands.
A dream or a nightmare, depending on what side of the fence you're on.
It is true.
I know what I'm YouTubing tonight.
But, all right. Well, we are definitely through with this now.
I'm only 40%. I need to get another beer after this.
Yeah. I was like, I'm only 40% chromium. but all right, everybody, this has been fantastic. We've enjoyed this. We really loved having Bradley on for this. If you want to tell everybody where they can find Spike the Puns,
yeah, thanks, man. We're at Who Spiked the Puns, Podfix Network Brothers.
Yes,
we take two movies, we mash them together. The last one we did, I think, probably coming out this week, is Kong Air. Kong Skull Island and Con Air, I think that's coming out this week. And that's featuring
us. It's
come
out.
I listened to
it this morning.
Oh, it came out?
Yeah,
he did it.
Yeah,
Fuzzy Dan did it.
Thursday.
By the time it comes out, excellent.
Y'all were talking about Nicolas Cage's wig.
Oh, nice. He actually did it. Thanks, Fuzzy Dan. You're the best. he took over recording and releasing responsibilities for 1 week.
All right.
And that's good. Yeah. You can find us at whospikethepuns.com.
All right. And then, of course, you can find us at Now in Technicolor. Pretty much, if you just type that into your search engine, Now in Technicolor Podcast, you will literally find us. We're like the entire first page. We're on shit that I don't even know. I didn't add us, but we're there.
So like awesome. Blurberry?
Yeah, like Blurberry.
Yeah. Whatever that stuff is.
Something else, some other shit, I don't know. But we're at nowintechpod.weebly.com. And, of course, we're on there with the glorious Who Spiked the Puns on the Podfix Network.
There's other guys on there, too.
Oh, there's tons of other guys. Huh? And
guys,
gals.
And
we've new
added
members.
Some new...
We've had some new people. They were great.
Shaken, not nerd.
No. That was last time.
Oh.
That was last time. This time is Rabbit Ears, In Session Film, and Gravity Beard Podcast.
Well, you would be the kind of guy to keep up with shit, so.
Well, I try. I'm not the best at it, but I try.
Well, you did better than me.
Welcome, everybody.
Yeah. But all right, this has been fantastic, everyone. Y'all take care, and everyone stay colorful. Technicolor beam to the heat.
in a dream.